Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everybody to the show, it's Real Talk. Panel full of open minds, giving you real thoughts. You always gonna get the realness. Beyond the title to opinions, don't get in your feelings. The further assassins, breaking it down, we bring on the next verse. Scroll through our history, here's some of our experts. May of 2013, marks the beginning. Passion and dedication, that was the engine. Shouts to Grip for producing the track. Pissing the recipe, and he came up with crack. Back to this Real Talk. You should really check us out, providing voices for the people. This is what we about. Bringing skilled and talented guests doing from different places. Hello, welcome, different views, different races. Hit the top, this intrigue we doing it. It's Real Talk Radio, the best ones doing it. Focusing on topics that depict people's interests. Going deep, got people's faces frowning like incest. Can't rock out with us, you got a thin chest. We make our name hold weight, that's the bench press. If you're an up and comer, this is where to be. You're gonna get a good look, that's a guarantee. That is what we desire on. So if you think you're seriously funny, then you can ride along. Been podcasting for years with the veterans. It's one of those days we could be a medicine. Listeners got choices, it's all on them. Either check the store online or you can call on them. Doesn't matter your political views, you can call it how you see it. Say whatever you choose, there's no censor. It's all good when you rock with us. When they hear Real Talk, come chop it up. Conspiracy theories, Barbie, superstorms, online dating, that's the topic we be on. Why men cheat? Why women better at it? Why you blacks gotta witness so many foolish tragedies? Why you 30 still making twerk videos? Why narcissists victimizing want pity though? These are things that we all wanna know. Why you at the right place, cause we addressed it on the show. Models, actors, authors, rappers, singers, producers, atheists, pastors, shouts to supporters, helping us grow faster. It's all love, we embrace fellow podcasters. Sports, dating, family, politics, other shows so they dig us but won't acknowledge it. Acknowledge if it. We come together, we can make a union. It's Real Talk Radio, tune in, tune in, tune in, tune in.
Welcome everybody to It's Real Talk Radio with Tay Real and Bobby G. Tonight's topic is UFOs are confirmed real, but are they aliens? So, tonight on It's Real Talk Radio, we will be discussing UFOs or unidentified flying objects. Known now as UAPs or Unidentified Aerial Phenomena. There's a ton of UFO footage that you can find online. Some is shaky, and a good amount is probably either fake or mistaken as UFOs, but really something else. However, there is some footage that is irrefutable, including the publicly released UFO footage from the U.S. Navy that most people have seen. This footage was shared all across local and national news stations such as MSNBC, CNN, and others. Critics and skeptics of UFO believers have to know either critics and skeptics of UFO believers have to now either embrace that some of the released footage is real or admit that they don't trust the United States government or anyone who released UFO footage. This is a tough pill for some to swallow, especially for people of faith and people who just flat out refuse to believe the possibilities of there being intelligent life beyond Earth or hidden somewhere on Earth. Why do we say hidden on Earth? Because there are some reports from eyewitnesses, including the Navy pilots themselves, that UFOs have been spotted descending to the ocean, ascending from the ocean, and hovering and flying over the ocean. There are many who will refuse to believe that UFOs are real, but they are truly in denial because even the United States government has admitted that these unidentified crafts are real. But the bigger question we have is, are they aliens? One could argue that they may be some type of secret military technology, but is that what the general public believes? What we do know is that you can't prove or disprove that they are aliens, and we only have access to the unclassified information. Of course, there's always the infamous Roswell incident of 1947. Oh, yeah. And you can't forget the famous Phoenix Lights, either. So, yeah, it's going down, man. It's going down tonight, man. We here, Tay Real, Bobby G. I sound pretty bad right now because I got a cold. So I got the sniffles, and I'm over here trying to wing it, trying to get through it. You know what I mean? What's good, Bobby, man? You ready to lock in?
Yes, sir. Ready to lock in. What's going on? How's everybody out there? Yeah, this is a interesting topic tonight because, I've been hearing talks about UFOs ever since I was, a boy, me personally, I feel that with all the stars out there, and we all know that stars are nothing but another sun, and if there are a bunch of suns out there, then they may very well be life out there. If there's planets orbiting those stars or sun, and it's maybe around the same distance as the Earth is to our sun, then there's chances are they are life on other planets that are light years away. So me personally,
intelligent life.
Exactly.
Because that's what it comes down to, right? Because they talk about, like, let's just say, right? Now, excuse me, pardon me for interrupting you, Bobby. I just want to get the sun out while I got it, before I lose it.
I got you.
If we go to another planet, like, there's countless planets. We don't even know how many planets. There's planets all over the place, right? Just like there's stars all over the place. So, if they go to another planet and they find life, but it's like bacterial type, stuff. You know what I mean? Like bacteria and like little microscopic species and stuff.
Right.
You know what I mean? Is that going to satisfy us as in humans? Or will the search go on because we need to find intelligent life? And if you find life that isn't considered like humanoid, so some type of like humanoid or some type of mammal type of thing, like if it ain't nothing like that, they have arms and limbs and can walk or can crawl, or if it ain't nothing like that, fly, if it ain't nothing like that, you know what I mean? If it's just like something you have to look through a microscope to see or something, you know what I mean? Is that acceptable? I mean, not acceptable, but is that like enough? I don't think so. I think they would like continue to look. Like, I think they would just like, they would say, all right, now it has to be intelligent life. If we found this, there has to be actual intelligent life. Because now that they say that if they can find life on any other planet, right, that then they're going to assume that the universe is filled with life. They just need to find life any other place other than Earth to confirm that Earth isn't the exception. You know what I mean? What do you think about that,
Bobby? Exactly. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I totally agree. If there's microscopic life on another planet, then chances are there are other life forms, you know, on that planet as well. Especially if they find, let's say they find water, you know, then chances are there's life. There's definitely life out there. So.
Yep. Yeah, for sure. Because that's what they was hoping to find on Mars. Like, they was hoping to find, they could find water, then they feel like they'll be able to find, you know, find life. But me personally, like, let's just say they was announced it's not life on another planet, but it's like something you got to look through a microscope or something like that, right? Like, it's microscopic life, right? That would be great. But I wouldn't necessarily say I'd be head over heels. Now, if they say they found actual intelligent life, now that's something to be like, whoa. You know what I mean? But
exactly.
We can assume that if there's intelligent life, that they probably will find us quicker than we will find them, because they might be light years ahead of us. Much longer have they been around than us? How much smarter are they naturally? Like, are their brains bigger? Like, you know, do they have better resources on their planet to be able to do interplanetary travel? You know what I mean? So these are things we have to think about. As we look at the tons of UFO footage, so I'm a person that I've always there you go. I've always been interested in, like, everything, space, the moon and all that stuff, the planets, the stars and galaxies, and I've been interested in all of that stuff, right, since I was a child. And, you know, I've watched my fair share of UFO footage. I've actually seen a lot. And, you know, I feel like it's really a shame what's been happening to YouTube, because it's like, you used to be able to find so much stuff, and I feel like slowly but surely it's getting more and more censored, and I noticed that things I used to find on YouTube, I'm not finding anymore. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of stuff is getting pulled, and you know what I mean? I'm like, I used to be able to find all these incredible videos about UFOs and stuff. Now that we're covering this, I went to go look, and I was like, I'm not finding those same videos. Just like, you know, I wasn't finding stuff about 9/11 no more and all types of stuff. And I'm like, this is crazy, because we've become so acquainted in we rely so much on YouTube and Google to give us, it's our resources, you know what I mean? So it's like, if you want to read some articles, you go to Google. If you want to watch some videos, you go to YouTube. And it's like, man, I was not finding the same things that I was finding previously. And I'm like, man, so now we got to dig a lot harder, and now we got to try to really kind of find, we basically got to try to find some other sites that can give us access to, like, information where it's not being censored. You know what I mean? Because it's like,
it's becoming an information
talk radio
war.
Like, we need to talk about stuff. We don't need.
It's becoming an information war. Exactly. I agree.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
it's
we
like
to be
back
a voice
in the
for
day.
The people.
Right.
Yeah, go ahead, Bobby.
It was like back in slavery times, where if a black was caught reading a book, they would be dealt with, possibly tortured or killed, just for trying to learn how to read. They were censored. That's censorship at the highest, okay? They got you know, they paid the highest price just for trying to learn. You know, it was an information war, and it still is an information war going on. That's the thing. They don't want the regular people to know what's really going on. They want to keep all the drama, the fighting, the, you know, all the stuff that you see on TV, the, you know, those dramatic shows that's supposed to be reality television, but it's really staged. You know, that's the stuff they want to keep us into, while they're secretly doing all this other stuff, you know, in the background. You know, but we watching this nonsense while they over there, while, you know, millions of dollars are being exchanged, trillions, billions of dollars, you know, are being exchanged, you know, from the CDC to the FDA or to all these big major government, you know, agencies, you know, and the military. Now, the Navy confirmed videos, you know, they confirmed videos did capture UFO sightings, you know, but, you know,
that's
it's
fact.
Called them by another name, you know, so that is a fact, you know, so just let you know, the U.S. Navy, they doesn't know what the unidentified aerial phenomena seen in the videos are. You know, they have videos, so, but they don't know what it is, so they say.
Yeah.
So, right. So, yeah, that's fact. So we do know that.
Did you watch it? Did you see the footage?
I didn't. I saw a little footage. I did see a little footage of some video. I did see it. I'll send it to you.
The Navy one?
Yeah, I'll send you the one by the this was from NBC News, by the way.
I've seen way more like convincing footage than that footage. I'm not even gonna lie. That footage is just like, it's like, what am I looking at? It's like, you just don't know, because it's not like high def. It's not like a high def.
It wasn't right.
Video
it was
of
just
really
like
seeing. You know
you
what I mean?
See something bright. In the sky, you see something bright,
you see
bright,
like
really...
something spinning. You're like, "What the hell is that?"
Right.
You
right.
know, but it's
Absolutely.
Not like some video. Like, listen, I've seen some stuff. I've seen some videos, and I can't confirm, but they are 100% legit. But I've seen videos where you can see it. I seen one video where it was a UFO, and it was like some fighter pilots flying. It was flying. It's like a fleet. Like the UFO was like with the fighter pilot, and it was flying. You know what I mean? Then they flew like, and then you couldn't see them no more. They like flew like near some mountains or something. I've seen. Now I can't tell you how many videos I've seen of like a UFO just sitting in the sky, and then it moves left, moves right, left, right, zoop. Oh, man,
wow.
I've seen it. So I seen one where something came down to the ground, and then it just, like, charged up and zoop up. Then everybody was, people was, like, screaming, like, oh, my God. Like, I used to see this stuff right on YouTube, and I can't find it no more, but I've seen some stuff. I have seen some stuff. Some of it was more convincing. Most of it, you'll never know what it is, because it's not concrete enough evidence. It's not, like, up close, you know what I mean? These days, you never know if something was fixed. Special effects, it's hard to be able to say. I mean, you know, but, you know, you can only really rely on your eyes and kind of just break it down, look at it, and just kind of assess, like, do you think that that's real or fake? I think some of it's like, you know, some of it's probably staged, some of it's probably, you know, mistaken, is not really what you think it is. I think sometimes it could be like a what you call them things, drone and stuff. But I think that some of them probably do have some legitimacy. I've seen some that's like, look as legit as you could expect a legit video to look. And then I know I seen it with my own eyes one day, only one time in my life. You know, I'm almost 40 years old. And I can honestly say only one time in my life, just a few years ago, that I looked in the sky and I said, what in the world is that? I tapped my homeboy. I'm like, yo, you see that? We both looking like, yo, right? We both looking. Now, I had just got a new phone, and the one regret I have is that I wasn't quick enough to hurry up and pull my phone out and start recording, because then I would have that footage would probably really be worth something, but more importantly, it would be made available for the public, and they would be able to assess it for themselves, and then at least I don't know nothing about nobody else, but I know I ain't staged no video, so I know my video is legit. I never seen anything in the sky shit like that or move like that. And when I tell you...
Now, how was it staged?
Did you know what's crazy? I can't necessarily remember the shape, but I know it was weird. It was nothing I ever seen. I never seen something move that fast. Never seen nothing move that fast. And you know how, like, planes, like commercial airliners and stuff are loud. You ain't hear nothing. You ain't hear nothing. You can hear a pin drop. Like you ain't hear nothing. But the way it graced across the sky, it's almost like it was like zigzagging. It was crazy. And then it disappeared. No
wow.
cloud, no nothing. Blue sky. And it goes from gracing across the sky in this, like, really weird pattern. And all I remember is, like, a blinking, like, red or something blinking. There's, like, something blinked on it. But it didn't look like nothing. It didn't look like no commercial. It didn't look like nothing military I ever seen or anything. It didn't look like nothing. Like, it just looked so weird. I was, like, it's like you would have to... I don't even know how to explain it, man. Like, I don't even know how to explain it. It was so weird. And then it literally disappeared in thin air. Like, it went into a cloak mode. It's like
what
it pushed a button and it just went invisible.
How
like,
big
it literally,
was it? Like an airplane size or a small jet?
That's the thing. Like, it wasn't
big.
It wasn't shaped like the typical flying saucer, like the saucer. It wasn't shaped
right.
like that. It was more like from what I remember, it might have been more like pill-shaped, like long, not like, it didn't have wings. It was no wings. It was like weird. Like, I didn't see no wings.
Right.
I did not
right.
see wings. I did see something blink, like something, some type of light or something blinked. But I never seen anything move like that. Just picture, you know how planes move. Picture something.
It was like a capsule.
All right. But it was like at least five times the speed of a plane, at least five times, maybe more than that.
But
it might have been like 10 times
moved,
the speed of a plane. It
you,
was going
you
so
know
fast.
That it wasn't, right.
I've never
the
seen,
moved,
I don't know if like a plane could go that fast. Like, it was so fast. It was so fast. And it's almost like it like zigzagged. You know what I mean? Like, it's like the formation, like, well, the pattern that it moved in. It's like
right.
it wasn't going in a straight line, but it was going so fast. Like, it was going so fast. Like, you know, a plane, the sky is huge. So when you look at a plane, you can slowly move your head because even though the plane is going pretty fast, but considering how big the sky is, it don't look like the plane is going fast. You're looking in the air. You can slowly move your head and watch it go past.
Right.
This thing, you had to
right.
quickly move your head because it was going so fast. It went from one side of the sky to the other before you knew it. Like, and within seconds, it was on one side of the sky to the other. And then it just disappeared. Not in the sky, not in the clouds. It just woof. Just picture a clear blue sky, something flying across the sky, and then zoop, gone. Remember Star Trek?
With that.
Remember Star Trek when they, what was that thing called? Warp speed? And then it's just gone? You don't
right.
even see it no more?
Right. Right.
It's like it's just gone. Like
that's exactly what I was thinking about.
Went through a portal. It's like it went through a portal, Bobby. Literally like it went through a portal.
Right.
That was the weirdest thing I ever seen.
Right.
That's the only time I ever seen the UFO. When I say UFO, I don't mean alien. I cannot confirm if that thing or any footage I've ever seen is aliens. All I can confirm is that I saw this with my own eyes, and it disappeared. And my homeboy was there, and I wish he was on here right now just to confirm, because he would definitely back up my story. Like, yeah, he saw it too. We was right there. Both outside just looking up like, wow, amazed. And I just wish I would have got it on camera. I was so surprised. I wasn't ready for it. I wasn't mentally prepared. I didn't expect to see it. So by the time I thought to grab my camera, it disappeared. It was gone.
That was a phenomenon.
I never seen it again. It's crazy.
So you knew when you saw it, it was definitely not a plane. And it definitely wasn't a helicopter. It was definitely nothing that we are used to seeing flying across the sky. Yeah, that's crazy. Red lights flashing.
As soon as I saw it, I said, that's a UFO. I'm telling you, that's the thing about, like, these experiences. Because here in Maryland, I don't know about certain parts of Maryland. I can tell you the part I'm in, which is Bmore. Like, you don't get see that stuff more often at all. Like, you don't hear about a lot of that here. You hear about a lot of it, like, sightings in, like, California and other places.
Right.
I've even heard several sightings of, like, in New York even. But I know here, you don't hear about, like, a lot of sightings here. And I don't know what that's about, but I don't know. I don't hear about a lot of sightings here. But I just know as soon as I saw it, and I understand now when the people that have those videos, they talk about it and they say, man, it's like something I've never seen. And I'm like, I feel the same way, like something I've never seen. And it was high up in the air. It wasn't even low. I feel like, man, if that thing was low, I'd have been blown away.
Yeah,
I was blown away, and it was up high in the air, and I was blown away.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's something. You know, because there were three videos posted online that have been described as being related to UFO science, and this is by the Navy. Doing D includes footage of unidentified aerial phenomena, a U.S. Navy spokesperson confirmed. But as for specifics, spokesman Joseph Gradisher said the Navy doesn't know exactly what the objects are. The three videos, one from 2004 and two from 2015, show incursions into our military training ranges by unidentified aerial phenomena, Gradisher told NBC News in an emailed statement. The Navy has characterized the observed phenomena as unidentified, he said. To the Stars Academy of Arts and Sciences, a group dedicated to pursuing research into UFOs and extraterrestrial life that was co-founded by Rocker Tom DeLonge of Blink 182 helped bring attention to the videos. The three videos were posted by TTSA and the New York Times in December 2017 and March 2018, NBC News reported. The website The Black Vault last week first reported the Navy's unidentified aerial phenomena designation and said the three videos are commonly known as FLIR-1, Gimbal, and Go Fast. The videos called FLIR-1 shows an oblong-shaped object. You heard, see, oblong. It sounds like what you were just saying. Oblong-shaped object which accelerates out of view from sensors. Look at that. And you just said that.
Same thing I just said, right? It's crazy.
Same thing you just said. Yeah. The group says that video is from 2004 and 2004. I don't know when you saw this, but this was from 2004 and but it doesn't matter. This is when they saw it. It could have been.
Yeah,
it
wasn't that long ago. This might have been
right.
This might have been like four or five years ago, something like that.
And look at that. But see, and that's what I'm saying. If this was from 2004, imagine what, yeah, of course, and you saw it a few years ago, it's already been going on since back then. So, and Gratisher did not name the videos and his emails, but said the video from the 2004 sighting is from an aircraft from the carrier USS Nimitz. Let's see, oblong shape, but I don't, you know, they didn't say anything about, they just said the oblong shape and how it vanished out of sight. Now, in the video called Gimbal, a crew member is heard saying, look at that thing, about an object that they said appeared to be going against the winds. One says they believe it was a drone. The video called Go Fast, which the group says is from 2015, shows an object that appears to be over water, and crews are heard asking, what the F is that? And what is that, man? Something that was like going over water, like maybe flying right over water, or hovering or whatever. And To the Stars Academy of Arts and Science says online that U.S. military videos of unidentified aerial phenomenon have been through the declassification review process and approved for public release. Gratisher disputed those assertions. He said the video from 2004 from the Nimitz was widely shared throughout the ship at the time and was posted online by a crew member in 2007. The online post came to the attention of the Navy officials in 2009, but the officials decided not to pursue the matter because of the time that had elapsed and the size of the crew at the time, which was around 5,000, he said. The Navy has no information on how the other two videos were released in general circulation, Gratisher said. These videos are copies of official Navy footage taken by Naval personnel conducting training missions in controlled military airspace, he said. But yeah, so that's the article. That was the article from NBC News on from the Navy, you know, talking about these unidentified sightings, you know, which was possibly UFO. They're not sure, exactly sure of what they saw. So, but like you said earlier, you would have to think that if any life, any intelligent life made it to this planet Earth, they definitely must be more advanced than we are. You know, because you have to be way more advanced than Japan to come here. All right, to come to another galaxy. You know, another galaxy. Like it's like someone went through a black hole and then boom, just came over here. Like you said, like that whole warp speed thing. You know, like it's so fast that it just looks like it just disappeared. Because that's how fast it took off, warp speeds. So, and then something in a craft like that has to be, not only, it has to be very strong, it has to be very solid, the material, to be able to go warp speed without falling apart, disintegrating, you know. So imagine the material that it's made out of, like titanium or something, you know. So that's another thing. So that's why, so many reasons why, if that happened, why they are definitely more advanced than we are. And, the mind is infinite. You know, we can learn a lot. You know, I love who I am. You know, I love who we are. You know, we can learn. But there's definitely life more advanced if they can make it here to the planet Earth and to our solar system, to our galaxy. So...
yeah,
that's definitely something very interesting.
For sure. USO is unidentified submerged object, and those are the ones that go in water. An unidentified submerged object is an unidentified object submerged in water That's from Wikipedia. The term does not necessarily refer to an object of paranormal origin. So, again, it's unidentified. It's like you can't confirm where it came from. You know what I mean? Can't confirm. It's just like it's unconfirmed. But you hear a lot about that, too. Like, most of us, not just in the sea, unless we're on the deck or on a cruise somewhere or something, but for the people that do, like, fishing and all that stuff, there's a lot of reports of the UFOs, unidentified submerged objects. Still the same reports. You hear no noise, hovering over the water, and just go in or come out. And I was watching, it was a video I watched, like, recently where, like, the report was that, like, two guys was flying somewhere, cousins or something, and something was in the water, and they was looking like, what is that? And it, like, locked on to them, and it shot, like, some type of beam or something, and then their plane crashed.
Wow.
One of the cousins died. The other one said, like, you know, like, he, like, woke up and, like, he came to and, like, there's some people coming, like, they're rescuing him. And it's like, you know, it was a weird story. I wish I had it, like, you know, the audio, some of the audio right now. Because I know I'm probably forgetting some of the other stuff he said. But, yeah, it said that, you know, I think they said it was something weird that happened like that. They couldn't find the plane, I think. Yeah. And they said they think the whatever it was that shot that beam, whatever it was, just decided to let him live for whatever reason. But, it took the evidence of the plane. Like, it was weird. I'm not doing it no justice by talking about it because I'm only doing based off of a very small memory I have of it. I wish I would have watched it before we did the show so it would be fresh in my head, or I wish I had the audio to actually play. But when you listen to the guy who survived, and this was like years ago, the survivor was the one explaining it, not like an eyewitness or nothing, but the actual survivor. It was like, I think he said something like, there's a time frame, and you hear this a lot about these UFO encounters. There's a frame of time that's unaccounted for. Like, you ever hear those abduction stories and hear how they say they just, like, they just went and they just, when they came to, it was, like, hours later, they're like, what just happened? Of course, there's that, the real famous story about the guy that they said there's a group of friends that were seeing the UFO. And it was hovering down, and I think they, like, got too close and did a movie about it. And they said the one guy got, the beam came down, and everybody was scared. And then he got, like, beamed up or something, and he disappeared, and nobody saw him. And then, like, 4 days later, everybody thought he just was gone. And then days later, he was found somewhere, like, naked or something. And it was like, where'd you been? And he couldn't explain where he'd been, and he had, like, marks on him that he didn't have at first. I'm telling you, man, it's all types of, man. If I had a quarter for every UFO incident report that I've read, videos I've watched, and some of the stuff is really convincing, but, of course, you know, it's not, it really comes down to proof, and this is really difficult to prove, until one of these things lands and just say, here I am, just lands, and you can see it, there's no denying it, just like the public, let a UFO land in land in New York City, Times Square. There's no denying that. People, everybody going to pull out their phones, everybody going to have footage of it and stuff. You
right,
know what I mean?
Right. That will go viral real quick.
Yeah. You can't deny. I mean, even the the Navy, the military, the United States government even cares confirmed. That's why we titled this UFOs Are Confirmed Real, But Are They Aliens? Because it is confirmed. You can no longer, skeptics can no longer say UFOs aren't real. Don't believe your lying eyes. Yes, believe your lying eyes because it's real. UFOs are real. It's just saying it's unidentified. It's not saying they're aliens. But are they aliens? Are they from another planet? Or is there another intelligent life form that's been here possibly before us that maybe lives in the deep sea? And they use their crash to come out and do whatever they do, but they're really some type of, who knows, but they might have been here. They might be originate from here. But then that just brings so many other questions, like, well, how? What would they look like? Would they be like some type of part fish? Like, what? They got gills? Like, what the? It's just, it's weird. It's really
weird.
Yeah,
it's so funny. Yeah.
You just don't know. You don't have no way. You don't see no, there's no, like, you know, whenever you see these crash, you'll never see, like, it land and something come out of it. Because you don't have the proof. The only proof is the crash. You know what I mean? You see it, and then you don't. It goes into the water. It shoots up into the sky. I've seen so much for this, Bobby. And did you know that the ISS, the International Space Station?
Right.
You know what that is, right?
Is that the station where they send the crafts into space or satellites?
Yeah, like the astronauts and all that stuff go there.
Right.
Yes.
Is that the one in Houston or something like that?
So, the International Space Station, where they do a lot of like space missions and stuff. And it's however many feet above the Earth is going, you know, rotating around the planet or whatever. And when they go into space, that's where the astronauts go. You know, they say they've been in space for X amount of days. They go to the International Space Station and spend time there doing spacewalks and all types of stuff, right?
Right, I got
research
you.
And all that, right? And there is, you know, definitely footage of, like, whenever you see, like, footage of, like, the International Space Station and just, you know, footage of space, right?
Right.
I can't tell you how many times I've seen things flying, literally in space. They look like crash. They're things flying in space and not, like, we're not talking about, like, some type of particles or dust or whatever, like space debris. No, because it changes direction. I mean, we're talking about things flying in fleets, changing direction. Sometimes you might see 12 of them.
Is it a satellite or a group of satellites, or is it not satellites?
That's what I'm saying. I don't see how it could be satellites, because satellites, you know, like change it, like just changing direction in fleets. Like with satellites, you know, it's in fleets that's going towards the Earth and then shoot up, shoot left, shoot right, just shoot off somewhere. And I've seen where you see something flying coming from Earth, and then when it gets out in the airspace, it just shoots off.
That's crazy.
Looks like it's doing thousands of miles an hour. Thousands. Now, we know.
I wouldn't be surprised.
The thing about it.
Yeah.
Now, the human body can only take but so much. We know that if something is going thousands of miles an hour, a human body can't handle that type of turbulence. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, the human body can't handle, like, You know what I mean? Can't handle that. Just imagine how much, what that would do to your body just going that fast.
Yeah, there would have to be
zigzagging left, right, zoop, 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 zoop.
Right. It would have to be some type of
our bodies aren't able to handle that unless there's some type of amazing technology that even though this craft is going fast, your body isn't even really moving.
Feeling it.
There's some
right.
technology that's beyond our understanding. Other than that, you can imagine what that would do to you. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like you would get, crushed. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The pressure.
Think about it. You're going, 100 miles an hour, and then you stand on your, brakes. Imagine going 100 miles an hour in your car, and then you stand on the brakes. Even if you're in your seatbelt, that's going to cause some damage to your body. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Going that fast
oh, yeah.
and then stopping real quick.
Right.
Stopping. So imagine going maybe 30 times that speed. You know what I mean? I don't know. It's just weird, man.
Yeah, that's crazy. But you're right. And that's another reason why I said earlier, the craft would have to, first of all, the craft would have to be some metal, some type of material that's just super durable. That's why I said titanium. Because it has to be something durable that's not going to fold under that type of speed, warp speed, with the pressure. Anything, anything that's not durable, the craft is going to, the craft itself is going to have issues. You know, it might, it might look like it's been in a crash. It might get dented, it might get crushed. It might actually get crushed in that type of speed if it's not made for that. And any life form, anybody in this craft is they're gone. They're just gone. Simple as that. So yeah. So that's and like you said earlier, there would have to be some technology where they're not feeling what the craft is actually doing. They're not actually feeling this for some reason, So that would have to be some serious technology. If you are inside a craft and the craft is zigzagging left and right or whatever and up and down, whatever it's doing, and you don't feel it, that's just got to be amazing. Amazing may not even be the word for it. So that's just some real brilliant technology, ingenious, basically. So,
yeah,
but
I'm talking about otherworldly. To double back on what I was saying, just looked it up. It says changes in speed are expressed in multiples of gravitational acceleration, or G. And I thought that's what it was, G's. Most of
G-force.
Us can withstand, yeah, G-force, exactly. Most of us can withstand up to 4 to 6 G. Fighter pilots can manage up to about 9 G for a second or two, but sustained G forces of even 6 G would be fatal.
Get bad. That's what I was making. Yeah.
Astronauts endure around 3 G on liftoff, 1 G of which is Earth's own pull. This is marginally easier to bear because the crew sit in a laying down position, so the G force acts from the back to the front of the body rather than top to bottom, where blood would be forced down from the head. Makes a lot of sense. Now, how fast is 4 to 6 G? How fast is that? Let me get to the bottom of this body. How fast is 6 G force? Uh, 22 miles per hour for each second that elapses. Okay, this might be a little bit much to try to comprehend on the fly. I don't want to feel like I'm in like some type of college math class or something. Hold up, I'm just trying to see something. Let's see. At 5 G's, a driver experiences a force equal to 5 times his weight. Wow. For instance, during a 5G turn, there are 60 to 70 pounds of force pulling his head to the side.
Wow.
See, so you got to get into all of that, like, the mass and all that stuff. Like, according to Texas Motor Speedway's track fact, the turns on the track have a radius of 750 feet, 229 meters. During practice, the cars were turning laps at around 230 miles per hour. Well, anyway, like, that something that's going, anything going, like, let's say 5,000 miles an hour, how your body going to handle that?
That's my
being able to stop.
Yeah, with that
some of the footage I've seen, it's no way. They got to be going thousands of miles an hour. There's no way they're going hundreds, anything. No way. No way. No way. So how fast is a normal commercial airline? Oh, I got one.
How fast is a normal commercial airline?
Yeah.
Good question. Let's see if I can find that.
You find that out, and I'm going to see what's the fastest plane. What is the fastest plane in the world? The Lockheed SR-71 Blackbird is the fastest jet aircraft in the world, reaching speeds of Mach 3.3. That's more than 3,500 kilometers per hour, 2,100 miles per hour, and almost 4 times as fast as the average cruising speed of a commercial airliner. Okay. So you're getting this.
Yeah, I got here.
So,
go ahead. I got 460 to 575 miles per hour. So far as the speed of a commercial airplane. Around 470 to 575 miles per hour. That's a lot.
Hey, I guess that's standard. Okay. But by being so
right.
big, you know, by being so big, it's really not as fast as you might even think because it's so big. You know what I mean?
It's
so
covering
big.
So much ground also
it's,
in it.
Yeah, it's
air,
covering,
you know?
Yeah, so much space is being occupied. So... that's a lot to take in. It says this Lockheed SR-71 Blackbird goes 2,100 miles per hour.
That's a lot.
I didn't even know that you could. I didn't even know that, you know, they had one that even went that fast. Like, you know what I mean? But the speed is one thing. But when you see what these UFOs do, how they go from left to right and stop so fast, that's what I'm talking about. That's what messes you up, really. It's not just the speed.
Right. That
it's
walks.
The fact that, just imagine how your body would be flung inside of a craft that's let's say goes to 3,500 miles an hour and it stops instantly and it goes back the other way. There's no human inside of that unless it's some type of superior technology that we don't know about. And I don't know what type of man-made technology, like, they can't even make cars that, well, I don't know, maybe they can, they just don't want to so they can make money. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, our cars don't even last a long time. We got all these issues and stuff. You know what I mean? Like, basic stuff is like, we not getting right. So how could you make something that could, with those type of, that type of performance, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
so I'm like, how would it, you know, that's crazy.
Yeah, and another thing is this. When you go past the Earth's atmosphere,
that's different than the Earth's atmosphere. Like the planes fly in the Earth's atmosphere, regular commercial planes and jets. But now when you go into outer space, when you go outside that, that's different. So I mean, that's a big difference out there. So it's, I think it's more like, you know, because of the gravity, you know what I mean? Because you're losing that gravity from the Earth's atmosphere. So how does that play into, you know, these possible UFOs or these crafts that's just floating around out there, that's, you know, traveling out there in space, you know? You know, it's a difference from flying in space, zero gravity, and then flying in, you know, the Earth's atmosphere. So I got to look into that. That's something else that just came up. You know, I just thought about it. I know that's kind of interesting to me, so I want to look into that as well. That's just,
It's a lot to take in, man. Like, this is so much. It's more than what was more. It's too much information that one person could take in a day. Like, we're talking about, this is like months of research that you have to gather before you can even try to assess and, you know, pretty much come to some type of conclusion. Like, it's just so much, man. Like the Roswell, New Mexico. You know about that? The Roswell incident?
Nah.
1947?
1947? No, I don't know about that.
Roswell, 1947.
I heard of it. Go ahead.
First time the government confirmed that a UFO crash sighting. UFO crashed in Roswell, New Mexico. And they said not only did they recover the crab, but they recovered beings, alien beings.
Oh, I got to look at this, man.
They were all dead.
Yeah.
What you say, Bobby?
I got to Google that one, man.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. For sure.
I
got to
look into that.
Yeah,
that's,
man. Because it's good to know, because it's like this stuff that, you know, they really keeping this type of stuff from us. Now, it's no real secret that was reported, but what happened was it was reported, right? And I don't know what time had passed, but a short amount of time, the same day that it was reported that the alien ship had crashed and that there were alien bodies, both a ship and alien bodies recovered. They said they were small, like about 3 feet tall. And there were witnesses there that said that they saw the dead, like the beings, like dead alien beings, what looked to be dead, like laid out. And of course the military or whatever moves in, and from what they said, they had to get some type of big old truck or something to come and move the craft. Because you already know, if there's some type of alien, anything, you know, they're going to come with their suits on and they're going to put them inside bags and stuff, and they're going to try to keep the public away. And this is way before 1947. It's not like people could pull out their camera phones. You know what I mean? So, you know, ain't no footage of it. And they took it away, and they immediately reported that, you know, they updated that it was just weather balloons.
That's what I'm looking at.
Weather balloons that people saw. Like weather balloons that
they trying to say it's a conspiracy theory.
Yeah,
it was a U.S. Army and a United States Army Air Force's balloon at a ranch.
Yeah,
near Roswell,
this is another balloon that people saw. And get this, though. People that were involved in that had the report and all that stuff, people later on came out and said that they saw the aliens and they saw the craft and it was legit. They, you know, it came out like I was listening to one report where a guy said it. He was like years later, probably in the 2000s or something. He probably like on his deathbed because what do you got to lose now, type of thing. Because you know, they'll, you know, if you're in the military, or whatever, you're that, you know, once something has become classified, you can't just talk about classified information. You know what I mean?
Right.
And they classified it, like, to this day, like, we don't know what they did with it. You know, but we do know, well, what I know is that from research myself, that in the 1940s and stuff, when there was threats of, like, real, like, nuclear war and all that stuff, what was the World Wars? What was the World Wars? So I'm not big on history.
World War One and World War Two. Like, when was it? Well, World War
One. Yeah, yeah.
The year was, the first World War One was 1914 to, like, 1918 or something like that. I think it was like 5 years.
So it says
1939
and 1945.
Right. Right. So.
And then the Korean War was from 1950 to 1953. So World War II was, I guess, right around that time, just ending. But they said during the 1940s, when it was real threats of real, like, you know, nuclear war and all this stuff, right? Tensions mm-hmm. at just like highest. There's so many reports of alien craft, like high activity of alien craft. They were saying that's how the whole flying saucer thing came about. When the reports started happening, and around the time that this whole threat of nuclear war was happening, as these crash spots showing up, and they were hovering around military bases. Yeah. I can't tell you how many, like, you know, stories I've read, videos and stuff I've watched with witnesses and stuff saying, yeah, these crafts would appear at, like, nuclear power plants and stuff. You know what I mean? Like, military places. And there was one
this.
I watched. Go ahead, Bobby.
Oh, you see what you were saying about Roswell? Yeah, first of all, it happened July 8th, 1947. And there's an article in a newspaper, the Roswell Daily Record, that announced the capture of a flying saucer.
Yeah.
It was in the newspaper. Yeah.
Yeah, so, it was in the real newspaper, yeah.
Yeah.
But they quickly changed it, though. They changed that real quick.
Yeah. That is.
I don't believe it, though. Like, I feel like they definitely, whatever happened, they were not being forthcoming about that at all.
Yeah, it was censored.
Yeah, that weather balloon stuff, I'm not buying it at all.
Yeah, it was censored.
It's like, the people that get there, how would the people get there and not immediately be able to tell, oh, this is a rubber balloon, y'all? Like, why would they even allow the papers to put out, it's a alien craft that crash landed? Because there was witnesses and stuff that said, like, man, this is crazy. They people were saying they, I don't know, I was going to say saw it crash, but, like, they saw it, like, it as it was crashing, but they saw it crashed. Now, how in the world can you mix up a balloon, a weather balloon falling from the sky, and a craft crashing? Those two things are nothing alike. Also, we was talking about the material and stuff. You know, the guy that, one of the guys that was there that had to deal with the crash, right, the crash of the crash, said that they had some material, and when you try to, because, you know, it was like other people that lived in the area, and they said, just like 9/11, they sent the military or whatever to come to people's houses to, in kind of, I guess you could say, raid people's houses or just, you know, do a sweep to make sure that people
right.
didn't have the materials. Like the people that were came and looked like, what's going on? And the, it was scattered all over the place. So people were like, what's this? And picking it up. They, you know, they tried to make sure that nobody had none of the materials and stuff. They tried to get all the evidence. And it said the material, if you could bend it or whatever, it would, if you try to ball it up or whatever, it would form back. They said, this is not anything man-made. It can't be. It's impossible. They said, they never seen the material that you can't break, you can't burn it, you hit it with a hammer, it does nothing. And if you ball it, put it into a ball, it forms right back. They said, even though it looks as thin as aluminum foil, like thin, like foil-type looking material. But it reshapes itself. Now, what material do you know that does that?
Nothing
what I mean?
On this earth.
And then it reshapes itself. And this is something that was flying, like that was able to fly, but yet can still reshape itself. So it's really crazy when you think about it. There was like a whole documentary I watched on there. I would encourage the people that's listening to definitely watch the if you are somebody that's interested. First of all, I know you're not listening if you're not interested in UFOs. You know what I mean?
Right.
So you're interested in UFOs, definitely look up, Google search, see if you can find it on YouTube.
It's on IMDb.
Roswell.
Yeah, Roswell is on IMDb.
Roswell Internet. Yeah.
Internet Movie Database. You can find it on there.
Yeah,
I saw it.
Look it up, man. Watch the documentaries, man. Like, I'm telling you, man. Like, it's something. If it's nothing else, it's definitely food for thought. I mean, you can smell BS from a mile away. I can definitely say that much. There's also the Phoenix Lights, you know, which you can look that up. And I'm talking about, it might have been hundreds of people in Phoenix that said that they saw, like, a huge, huge craft. What year was that, man? What year was the Phoenix Lights? Yeah, what year was the Phoenix Lights?
Look at that. I'm gonna look for that, too.
Phoenix,
Arizona. The Phoenix Lights. So they saw UFOs out there, too. UFO sightings.
Oh, they said it was a huge craft. Huge. They said the size of, like, a stadium.
Wow.
The Phoenix Lights, sometimes called the Lights Over Phoenix, were a series of widely sighted unidentified flying objects or UFOs observed in the skies over the U.S. states of Arizona, Nevada, and the Mexican state of Sonora on March 13, 1997. Let's see.
Yeah, I see it. It happened between 7:30 p.m. and 10:30 p.m. MST, that Mountain Standard Time.
Yeah.
In the States. Yeah. That's, you know.
Yeah, just read that whole article down to just that whole big paragraph right there.
I got you.
If you can just read that whole part for the people that don't know about it.
Okay. Lights of varying descriptions were seen by thousands of people between 7:30 p.m. and 10:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time in a space of about miles, 480 kilometers, from the Nevada line through Phoenix to the edge of Tucson, Arizona. There were two distinct events involved in the incident. A triangular
formation of light seemed to pass over the state, and a series of stationary lights seen in the Phoenix area. The United States Air Force identified the second group of lights as flares dropped by a 10 Warthog aircraft that were on training exercises at the Barry Goldwater Range in southwest Arizona. Witnesses claim to have observed a huge Carpenter Square-shaped UFO containing 5 Phoenix lights or possibly light-emitting engines. Simonton III, the governor of Arizona at the time, years later said he witnessed the incident, describing the object as being otherworldly. So the lights were reported to have reappeared in 2007 and 2008 and were attributed to military flares dropped by fighter aircraft at Luke Air Force Base, and flares attached to helium balloons released by civilians, respectively. So that's the article on the Phoenix lights. So
there are so many eyewitnesses that were saying, man, it was a huge alien craft or a fleet of crafts. I don't remember if they said a huge craft or a fleet of crafts that, you know, it was too dark, but you couldn't, like, get a good footage. It was, like, dark, but that flew over the spine over people's houses, and they said it was low. It was so low that, like, you couldn't help but, like, notice it. And it was, I think it was, like, real late. It's crazy. Like, I wish we had some of these eyewitnesses to kind of bring on and actually hear from them. If we had a way of, finding some of these people, man. We got, you know what I mean? That's what it really comes down to, having the eyewitnesses themselves, you know what I mean, share their stories.
Yeah, it might be on YouTube. It may be some stories on YouTube. It may be if they didn't censor them or take the page down. But, yeah, and see, another thing about that, see, Arizona is mostly a lot of desert and land, open space, open land.
Yep,
so
just like Nevada.
Just like Las Vegas, Nevada, right. So it's a lot of that, something like that would possibly happen there, because if there's some type of alien craft, you know, coming down on Earth, it's going to look for open space where there's no, like, they're going to look for a space where it doesn't look like, where it looks pretty deserted. It looks deserted where it's not around where there's possible forms of intelligent life. If they want to just stay low-key, like somewhere where they probably feel like it's, you know, the population is not as dense. So, yeah. So
yeah, they're trying to, like, you know, stay hidden from the public eye, or
right.
Then it's like, wow,
so
how would they know? Like, what type of? Because you just don't know. If they're that advanced, like, do they have, like, they might have some type of, like, small devices that you can't even see that's, like, watching us. So they know what we know, but we don't know nothing about them. But they know all about us because we're being monitored. Like, you know what I mean? You just don't know. Like,
exactly.
How would you know? You might think that's an insect you've never seen before, and that's some type of device. They find on you. You think it's an insect.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't. You really don't know. So they're that advanced that they could get here from. Because, I mean, it would have to be from what, light years away. Let's see, how far is a light year? Because we got to ask basic questions, and then we have to gather from that. You know what I mean? Work our way up, you know?
Mm-hmm. There you go. Good question.
A light year is the distance light travels in 1 year. The distance light travels in 1 year, right?
And you know the speed of light is very fast.
the speed of light is very fast. Like, if you notice when it rains, right, or if there's a thunderstorm, you get the lightning. You always get the lightning first, and then a few seconds later, you get the sound, the thunder. You know, because the speed of light is traveling faster to the earth, and then the sound comes after. Then you hear the boom or whatever from the cloud, you know, the sound. You ever notice that when it rains? Yeah.
Because
light
the sound has to catch up. The thunder has to catch up with the lightning, right?
Right.
That's crazy, right? That's a good point. Yeah. It says the speed of light is what, 299,792,458 miles per second.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm finding on Google. Yeah, 299 million. That's what it looks like, million miles per second. I want to just make sure.
Let's see, I'll check it out.
Sometimes you read different sites and you get different, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Information, exactly.
Uh-huh. Let me see, the speed of light.
So I'm also saying 186,000 miles per second. So I don't.
Okay, I got it. It's welcome Siri knowledge. It says the speed of light is 670 million.
Oh, meters per second. I say miles or meters per second.
Well,
go ahead, Bobby. Go ahead.
This is in miles per hour. It says 670,616,629 miles per hour. Speed at which all massless particles and associated fields travel in a vacuum. That's not in kilometers. I don't see that, but that's what it is in miles.
I keep getting the 299 million miles per second. In miles per hour, the speed of light is around 670 million. I see what you're saying. Yeah. You did say that, Bobby. The speed of light in miles per hour is around 670 million miles per hour, while in kilometers is about 1 billion miles per hour. Just think about how fast that is, though. Let's just, to simplify things, let's just use the miles per hour. 670 million miles in 1 hour?
That's really fast. Exactly.
That's fast, right? But get this, though. 670 million miles in 1 hour. Yet it still takes a whole year. So you have to multiply 607, let's do it. I think the calculator might can handle this now. Let's see.
Oh, yeah, it can do that. So a light year is the speed of this. Wow.
Times 365 days.
But no, because that's an hour. So it's 24 hours.
Oh, yeah, my bad.
Days.
Oh, tripping. That's an hour. Oh, my God. Because you got to go, okay.
You know how fast that is? That's crazy.
Right, because that's just 1 hour. We got to do, it takes
24
a year.
Hours,
that's, how many 24. Hours are there in a year? So that's what we got to find out. Hold up. We're going to get this down, Bobby. Hold on. How many hours are there in a year?
This is crazy, right?
Of course, a non-leap year. How many hours are there in a year? 8,760 hours.
Oh, wow.
Now I got to hold on. Let's see. I'm determined to get this down. Hold on. Hold up.
Well, I saw what you were saying before with the 299. So that it says M/S. Is that,
that's
miles?
That's meters. That's meters. But no, the miles is a better. You know, the standard for the average person is we understand things
right.
in miles per hour. Like I
don't
even remember how big a meter
Europe.
Is, but I know what a mile is.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Like in Europe, that's what they use on a regular meter. You know, the metric system. So what we use, you know, the system we use here, we're used to that. So, yeah.
All right. So you gotta go 670 million miles per second. I mean, miles per hour times.
See now over here it says 671 million
miles.
I can't believe
we spent so much time
right
on
there.
Doing this.
So
we need
671. I guess they rounded off because you know it was 600 and something, so to the nearest million. So
times
right.
80, what I say is it? 87.60? All right, time.
Oh, wow. For the
24 hours? I don't even know how to, the number's so big, I don't even know how to read it. Is that
it's
big?
Probably,
like, it's like
10
to the 12th power, 5.8. Like, I don't even know how to read it. I'm not going to lie to you. Not based on what the, let me see something.
I got you. It's a lot.
Trying one other thing.
Well, you got to remember, all right, because the millions
okay.
is, he says, after that, you see, that, you know, after like 999 million, now you get into the trillions. And then when you go 999 trillion, you go into the billions.
So here we go. This is a more simplified thing. Light year and the distance light travels in 1 year. Light zips through interstellar space at 186,000 miles per second. Per second. And about 5.8 trillion miles per year. So that would mean that one light year away would be 5.8 trillion miles.
Unbelievable. That's crazy. That's
now,
crazy.
How far is the nearest star from our solar system? Proxima Centauri, the closest star to our own, is still 40 trillion kilometers away.
40 trillion kilometers
away. So how many light years is that? It's taking up so much time and trying to break this stuff down mathematically. We not know.
No, but it's good to have done. But
math
wisdom.
But it's very intriguing. It's actually intriguing and interesting to do, right?
It really is.
Just to try to understand because, like, how far? Think about that type of travel. Like, it takes now. I'm a guy who likes to watch and read and learn stuff about science. They say no physical object can travel faster than the speed of light, or even really at the speed of light. Only like, what they say, particles or, you know, whatever can travel at the speed of light, like light and whatever. No physical object, no object like a piece of plastic or something like a piece of metal or something can't travel even at the speed of light, let alone faster. Because the speed of light, they say, is the fastest speed known to science.
Right.
And the nearest stars, the nearest star is so far away, it takes light years. Light years, the time it takes light to travel in 1 year. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and it takes many light years.
Many light years.
It takes many, yeah.
Many light years. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it if something can't travel faster than the speed of light, unless it found a way to violate the laws of physics.
Right.
Which, you know, we understand only to a certain degree when it comes to outside of our planet, because we got gravity or something that's holding us. But when you get into space and then there's no gravity, very little to no gravity, now you're operating under a different set of rules. And we can only go based on what the scientists say, because they're the ones that went up there and studied space. We have never been to space. So we don't know
right.
what it's like to walk on the moon and all that stuff. We don't even know if what we saw was really what we think it was. You know what I mean? Speaking of the moon, have you ever heard about there being structures on the moon?
Sure, I heard some
like
talk about
structures
that
look like. You heard about that?
I've heard about that. I'm not. I don't. You know, quite recall everything, but I did hear about that. Maybe there's.
Yeah.
Maybe man is building on the moon. Well, I heard that also.
Yeah, it makes you wonder. If there are structures on the moon, are they man-made? Because then there's also the astronauts reported, and there's some audio of it too, that they were being monitored when they got to the moon. There was something out there with them. There was something. You know what I mean? They were being watched. They said they heard noises, reports of, I can't tell you, like, how many reports you hear of, like, you know, because they got people that, like, they're, like, you know, use telescopes and stuff. Like, we talk
right.
about, like, top-of-the-line telescopes and, like, moon watches and stuff.
Right.
And
right.
I've seen some of the footage myself. Of course, it's hard to see because you're watching a video of a telescope. But
right.
you'll see things flying past and things changing direction. So it looks like there's some type of something, craft or something, flying around the moon. You know what I mean? There's
right.
there's how can I put this? Hold on, I think I got a sneeze. Ah, it's cold. It's saying that, I don't even know if I'm going to say that, because I don't even want to make it too, like, I don't see people thinking, you know what I mean? Like, I want to speak on the things that's more like, can be more confirmed or if not confirmed, then more.
Hey, it's real talk, man. You can say what you want.
Not relatable,
but the thing is,
but believable. You know what I mean?
You think,
yeah.
Right, I hear what you're saying. So, yes, man, it's nothing wrong with you saying.
There's a whole
bunch
of stuff. I'm thinking about all types of stuff right now, man.
Yeah, you know, hey, you know, you might be 100% accurate, so why not say what you may feel or think? And because you might turn out down the line that was a fact, even though you wasn't 100% sure. I mean, yeah, there's probably satellites and possibly even drones going around up there. Who knows? The military, what are they doing? But you just also never know what else might be going on out there, because you got to also remember.
You don't
know.
Have
you heard
exactly.
about, exactly. Have you heard that they are making a space shuttle for, like, travel, like, people to just go to the moon, like, physically just
yeah.
go
yeah.
and land on.
Rich people.
Right. So when they go to the moon, or are they going to have it? Or there's structures that set up like a hotel for them to go stay in?
Well,
I heard that there's water out there. I heard they found like water on the moon somewhere. So who knows what's going on? You know what they're doing? Or the rich secretly planning on moving to the moon to live? Like,
well, here's the
Earth.
thing. as far as we know, they haven't been to the moon since, what, 1970 something? 1969, 1970-ish? Can you look that up, Bobby? When's the last time man has been to the moon? Can you look that up?
All right.
I like to fact check things. Because the astronauts can barely even walk around when they was on the moon. How in the hell can they build structures that they need like trucks and stuff, or how would they got these spacesuits on? How can you build structures on the moon with a daggone astronaut uniform on that, from what they were saying, it's hard to like maneuver your fingers effectively, you know?
Right, I got you. Because of the gravity.
Don't.
So what is
like
there how they're learning how to make gravity or some type of, or build something inside where the gravity doesn't affect them. But let me see. It says, like you said, Apollo 17, December 7th to the 19th, 1972. That was the final.
Okay, that's the last time.
Yeah.
How in the world, so when would they have time to get structures? Would they put structures back in 1972 with their space from 1950s, from
definitely,
the 1960s to 1972? And they successfully went to the moon?
See, that's a good question, because what if this is the stuff they want us to know, but they actually been constantly going there and preparing, and not telling the people, you know. So you never know. That could all, this right here could be another lie. They've been lying.
You really don't know. You don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know, man. You just have no idea.
So,
I can tell you this.
Right.
I have no idea if aliens are real. I just know it's something going on that we don't know, that we don't understand. As far as this footage, these UFO footages that we're seeing and stuff, there's something going on that we just don't know. You know what I mean? We don't know where it comes from, what it's fully capable of, and this footage has been out for years, but the reports of it go back as far as at least the 1940s, if not earlier. Oh, there's one thing I forgot to say, and that was the one story about the craft that appeared at a nuclear power plant or something, somewhere that had nukes or whatever. And they said that it appeared there and it hovered over. And they said, next thing you know, a countdown started happening for the I don't know if it was a nuke. I want to say maybe a nuke or some type of chemical weapon to be launched. And they were panicking, like, we didn't do this. Like, how is this happening? And then it just stopped. Like, as it was preparing for launch, you know, it stopped.
Wow.
And they were saying it was like whatever it was that had to do with that craft, whether it was some type of high-tech man-made from another country or something otherworldly, it was almost like them flexing their muscles saying, yeah, don't be careless with this technology. Like, don't, you know what I mean? Don't be careless with this technology. And we are more advanced than you. We're not going to allow you to use it. And, you know, it's not happening. You know what I mean? Like, it's not happening. Don't think about it. You might maybe even say there will be consequences if you try. Because it's like, all right, well, there's reports of the, let's call it unidentified submerged objects, USOs and stuff. If there is some type of other life form that is already here, like we talked about earlier, that maybe, you know, because you got Antarctica, that's mysterious. We don't understand, know a lot about that. You just don't know. You don't know if there's some type of other intelligent life that's already here. You know that most of the vast majority of the ocean haven't even been discovered yet, right? You don't know what's down there. What if they're like, you know, this is going to affect us? You know what I mean? So, no. Like, it's not happening. You notice that the nuclear war never happened, and they said when those crafts were appearing, they were definitely going to mostly military. They kept appearing at military stations and stuff. They're just hovering. You know what I mean?
Yep.
That's
crazy.
It's crazy, ain't it?
For sure. And I know so far as, like, up here, they have, like, so-called power plants. They have one in, like, near, where is it? In Sound Beach, New York, called Bryan's Ferroalmine and Nuclear Power Plant. Then they have the one that's, like, the Limerick Generating Station. That's Pottstown, PA, Pennsylvania. And then they have one in Stamford, Connecticut, Waterside Power Project. So those are like nuclear power plants.
Yeah, and then some people feel like these UFOs that we're seeing, what's they call UAPs now, unidentified aerial phenomena.
Right.
Some people feel like these are time travelers. As bizarre as that sounds, yes, time travelers. Some people think they are descendants of humans. And some people think that they're humanoid, like they look like us, but they're just so many years ahead that they look like us, maybe they look a little different. Like, you ever heard of the term the grays, meaning like the gray aliens?
No.
I don't know if you heard about that, but like those would be, yeah, I can tell you haven't done, yeah, I can tell you kind of new to this. But I did so much research on this stuff, man. I was so always fascinated about this stuff.
I was too.
They were saying,
I know too much about it.
They were saying that, the grays are descendants of humans and all this stuff. So it gets really weird. It gets to the point that it's like, it starts to sound more and more like a science novel. But at the same time, it's like, I just don't know, man. Because, like I said, I seen a UFO myself. I don't know where it came from, but I seen it, and I seen it disappear with my own eyes in thin air. To me, as far as I'm concerned, it completely defied physics as I know it, as far as how we understand physics as humans. So I just don't even know. I just heard stories of actual people who saying they interacted with aliens and they were formed. Man, it's just so much, Bobby.
Yeah,
it's so much,
definitely.
Man. I'm gonna read an article real quick. Because as I was Googling and stuff, trying to get ready for the show, I kept coming across this whole thing about UFO in Argentina. So I want to read this article I came across. Triangular white UFO that appeared in Argentina sparks debate. Skeptics call it a little cloud. So it says, a mysterious video shared on YouTube by a user named Jesus Pavez is now the hottest debating point among extraterrestrial believers and conspiracy theorists. I hate that term. In the video, apparently captured from Argentina on February 28, 2021, so it's recent, a white unidentified flying object, or UFO, could be seen hovering in the broad daylight. The mysterious footage was later analyzed by Scott C. Waring, a self-styled alien hunter who is known for making several unbelievable claims regarding extraterrestrial existence on Earth. after watching the Argentinian UFO video, or Argentinian UFO video, Waring assured that the flying object is nothing but a white triangular space vessel. This UFO is actually triangle-shaped. It has three distinct corners and is almost cloud-like in appearance. UFOs have cloaks to appear as clouds, but this one instead has only turned its color to white, still not having made a cloud around it. The sky is cloudless and really lets us see this thing really well. The detail is remarkable. The UFO is about the size of a car and is slowing down, watching the human reaction to it. We watch them and they watch us. Interesting trade, don't you think? Wrote Waring on the website. The theory put forward by Waring has convinced his followers, and they claim that sightings like these are proof of alien existence on Earth. However, skeptics were quick to dismiss the alien angle, and they assured that the mysterious object in the skies is nothing but a small chunk of a cloud. A few days back, another UFO sighting that happened in the skies of Santa Lucia Airport, Mexico, had baffled witnesses and experts alike. In the video of the alleged incident, a disc-shaped UFO can be seen hovering in the skies as an airplane is taking off. In another UFO incident, an American Airlines pilot claimed to have seen a cylindrical object that shot above the jet during a flight from Cincinnati to Phoenix. Alien existence on Earth, it's one last article, or one last paragraph. Alien existence on Earth, the unending mystery. It was around a few weeks back that Haim Hashid, a former Israeli space security chief, assured the existence of aliens. In an explosive interview, Hashid claimed that world powers like the United States and Israel are working together with aliens, and he also hinted at the existence of a galactic federation. Hashid also added that there is a secret underground base on Mars where members of aliens and humans are working together. That's pretty bizarre.
Wow. Wow.
And this whole UFO sighting in Argentina thing, like, look it up when we get off the show. There's a lot of articles popping up about that, and it's from this year.
Look at that, and it's from this year. Some updated stuff. So, man, that is something. Yeah, I will definitely be looking into any type of news so far as UFOs or anything has to do with that from now on. Yeah, because I know that, like I said before, why would a company make a shuttle, a space shuttle to bring people into outer space, like to just bring people back on a trip, just to go on a trip, to go to the moon or wherever, Mars or whatever it is. Maybe it's not the moon. Maybe it's Mars I was talking about that they're working on, if people are working on Mars,
Yeah. So, have you ever heard of Bob Lazar?
Yeah,
Bob Lazar is a man who has claimed to reverse engineer alien craft.
Oh, okay.
Is a former employee of Area 51, allegedly. what it says. Most people have heard about Area 51, the top-secret military research base in the Nevada desert that's been at the heart of extraterrestrial lore for decades. But outside the community of UFO enthusiasts, fewer people know about Bob Lazar, the researcher and government whistleblower who literally put Area 51 on the map. Lazar came forward to the media in 1989 with a story about how he worked as a military researcher to reverse engineer technology from recovered alien spacecraft. His explosive account generated headlines around the world and permanently affixed Area 51 in the imaginations of sci-fi fans who were entranced by his story, and in the real-world passions of a generation of flying saucer investigators who wanted to either verify or debunk his claims. To believers and skeptics alike, Lazar is almost a mythological figure, a man who reluctantly spoke up out of fear for his safety, became the public face of the search for aliens and high-level government secrecy, then retreated after details about his personal life and questions about his scientific credentials became fodder for news coverage. So that's just a little bit. I ain't gonna read all of the, you know, all of it. You wind down on time, but I would encourage people who are interested in, you know, UFOs or UAPs, whatever you want to call them, you know what I mean, flying saucers and all that stuff. You're interested in that stuff, definitely look up Bob Lazar, watch some videos on YouTube, try to see what you can find by Google searching and stuff, and definitely do it while you can, because I feel like at this point, this suppresses so much. Hello, Bobby, you there?
Yeah.
Okay, I was making sure. This suppresses so much information from us. They're censoring so much. You just don't know how long valuable information that goes speaks against the best interests of the government. You know what I mean? You don't know how long that information is going to be accessible. Because every time I turn around, I go and look, and YouTube is pulling stuff, flagging people. So, I mean, you know, definitely look up Bob Lazar. I've seen an interesting interview with Bob Lazar, and he talks about in detail about flying saucer, like, you know, while working on the alien craft and everything. You know what I mean? So, it's interesting. I mean, is he telling the truth? I don't know, but I'll tell you one thing. I'm not going to necessarily, it's like, ask yourself this. Do you believe everything the government tells you? Do you think the government always wants to be forthcoming and tell you everything it knows? And if that was the case, why would they have classified information?
You
know what I mean? Why would they have classified information if they were forthcoming?
Why do they want to control everything? Why do they want to censor everything if they had no issue with what's being said? Like if they know something that's being said isn't true, why censor it? See, that's another thing. So there's a lot of stuff that they're covering up. So, I definitely, me personally, you know, I take everything with a grain of salt. I don't believe everything they say. I listen. And, but I also see what's going on with the people. I also love to get real people around me's reactions about what's going on. You know, or reviews, you know, because to me, that's one of the most important things you can do is get a person's reaction who experienced something. Just like with these UFOs, the people who was actually there, I'm listening to them, you know, because they was there, you know. The government or the news, the media, the mainstream media, you know, works for, you know, for the people that's trying to keep us, you know, and keep us basically in the not the people that doesn't know stuff. They don't want us to know what's really going on. So they tell the people who work for them what to and what not to say to us when we watch the mainstream media news. So that's why I would share with people, start trying to find someone that's doing alternative news, no matter who it is, because a lot of times you know, these guys are being censored too. These guys are being taken off the air. But these guys, a lot of these reporters have facts where they sit down and talk to people that work in the field or whatever agency it is, whether it's medical news, they speak to doctors, whether it's news about, you know, what we're talking about now, you know, people from, you know, NASA or whatever, you know, or the military or whatever it is. So a lot of times you're going to get some facts that, you know, from someone who was working at a certain agency and then they probably no longer there and now they're sharing, you know, knowledge to us. So it's good to at least pay attention, you know, to listen to what they're saying, just, and then see what's going on. And then, you know, you form, you do your own research, always do your own research as well, and get your, and find your truth, you know, find what's going on, find your truth, what you believe. Try to put two and two together, you know. Don't just, like, believe everything that the mainstream media news is telling you, because they all, if you know this, when you ever, when you know, when you watch the news, you could turn it from one channel to the next. They all telling you the same thing about the same article. They all got the same stories. It's like they're all reading from the same, what you call that, the thing that they read from. So, and, you know, do it. Try it out one day, you know. Turn it from news station to news station. They're all saying the same thing. Like they're all just programmed from the same person, you know, or the same company, whatever. You know, reading from the same teleprompter. Yeah, that's the word. So it's just crazy. But, you know, I'm not, look, when I look up in the sky at night, I see stars. That's, you know, I see a bunch of stars, and they are light years away, many light years away. So, and we all know that stars are nothing but another sun. The sun that we need every day, that we wake up to, is a star. It's a star to other people and other galaxies see this as just another, as a star, just like we see other stars in the sky. People see that as a star. To us, it's the sun. Okay, that's the closest one to us. So, and that's what gives us what we, everything that we have pretty much on this earth. Without the sun, none of us would be here because, you know, first of all, it would be freezing. This would be, you know, we would all probably just freeze. So that's why the sun was able to, and water, you're able to have, you know, vegetation. You know, we're able to live off the vegetation, you know, what we're supposed to, technically what we were really supposed to be eating, you know. But, you know, who created the idea of living off of, you know, live animals. But, you know, hey, it is what it is. But, you know, just, that's just another story. But, you know, that's what knows the time. But anyway, yeah, so that's why, me personally, I would not ever rule out life, you know, in another galaxy. And I believe there's probably multiple lives in each galaxy. There's lives in each galaxy, basically. There's a life. If there's planets like this around that star or that sun, then one of those planets have this type of life. So that's my personal belief, you know, even though I may not have known, I've heard the stories, I may not be as deep into it, but I'm about to get read more. But I do, honestly, that's
I'm about to share some stuff with you. I'm going to share some good stuff with you, whatever I can find. I feel like I'm probably not going to have access to the same information I used to because they're pulling stuff, censoring stuff.
But I got you.
Yeah, but the information that I do find that I feel as though is worthy of investing your time into, I'll send it your way because it's just interesting to know, you know what I mean, kind of like the things that are going on and the reports and developments and stuff, you know, because we can't rely on the man to just tell us and share everything with us. We got to go digging in, you know what I mean?
To always do your
own opinions.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Your own opinions.
My
right.
own opinions.
Right. Right. I mean, look at
yeah.
the stuff we used to watch on TV. Now, you probably never saw the old animation or cartoon of Dick Tracy, who was a detective, right? In the old cartoon from like the 70s. But if you look at Dick Tracy, he when he spoke to his boss, his chief or whatever, he talked to him through a watch, like with FaceTime, looking at his boss and talking on a watch. And now what do they have? Apple Watches. Now, were those out back then? Were they out back then? We just been holding it for this time. It was what technology was out back then, where you got a cartoon, because a lot of these cartoons and a lot of these movies, pay attention to them, because some of them is telling us what's going on in real life. It's actually telling us, and you know, it's like right in our face, telling us stuff. A lot of people like to do that. They like to show you what's happening in certain things. Like it's like right in your face. And but then you start actually seeing it happen. You're like, wow, it's happening just like what I've seen in, say, Contagion with the virus that's going around. Was that movie Contagion? So, you know, kind of remind me of, you know, what's going on right now. You know, so
yeah.
It's just a lot of stuff that I look at and I said, I see happening now. And it's like, wow, I remember seeing Dick Tracy talking on a watch. Just they don't FaceTime is on the phones, and you know there are other ones if you got Android or whatever. But you know he was talking to his boss on a watch and looking at him and talking. And then you watch things like Get Smart. Get Smart was another one. With that it was you know it wasn't an animation. Then they had Inspector Gadget with all these you know the Jetsons. You know they have the Jetsons. With futuristic back then, you know, people and spacecrafts hovering over, you know, water and stuff and just, you know, getting through air, just transporting themselves like that. And that's what's happening now, you know. That's exactly what's going on right now. You know, space travel and all that, you know. It's everything I used to see back in the day, it's like it's coming too. It's coming to pass now. So I wouldn't be surprised at what we'll see down the line. And I know that they have more stuff that we're not even, that you know, the military and the government, they have stuff that we haven't seen yet. But it's coming. It's already out there in circulation, but it's just not officially out yet. So that's why I'm just, look what you just said that you're doing out in Mars, possibly working with other life force, life out there on the planet Mars, you know? So, and maybe that's like with the space shuttle, maybe they're doing something where they can travel people to Mars and back. You know, maybe that's where they're building things that where you can possibly go there and stay for a while and pay millions of dollars, obviously, rich on them. Going out there just to give away, like something else to do, you know. Who knows if they might start. So I know it's that out there time. But yeah, so. But anyway, yeah, trust me, I believe that stuff. So.
Yeah. Man, you know, you can't believe everything, but you can't just denounce everything either. Like, you know. Anything reported is automatically fake news. You know what I mean? Just automatically by default. Like, no, man, you have to really look and see what's what and then form your own opinion. But you have to have done some type of observation. You know what I mean? You can't just, it's not just because that's impossible. How do you know it's possible? One thing's for sure, these UFOs are real. That's confirmed by the United States government. Like, no more denying nothing. It is what it is. You know what I mean? UFOs are real, but are the aliens? We don't know, but we'll continue to, you know, watch and monitor and have discussions with people. I would love to have like a panel of people next time we cover this, because I'm sure there's plenty of points that other people might be very familiar with that they could hit on and share their stories as well. You know what I mean? I guess to be continued as far as like if aliens are real, because I just don't know. We need some more concrete evidence for this. A lot of evidence that supports something is going on. We don't know who is doing it or why, but something is going on. For sure.
Facts.
And the only people wearing the tinfoil hats is the people that think that UFOs aren't real. Those are the ones in the tinfoil hats, not the other way around. So that's it, man. We out of here. We'll catch y'all next week, man. It's your boy, T-Real, Bobby G. We signing out. We will see y'all next week. Oh, yeah, and we didn't have a show last Tuesday. I can't remember why. It might have been when we had the miscommunication. I know we didn't have a show last week, but...
Right, I think this was supposed to be that one, right? The topic, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, for whatever reason, I was kind of tired. I don't even remember what it was, but, you know, all I can say is, my bad for that, yeah. So something happened. I don't remember what. Something happened. And,
But we're still here. We're
like our older listeners that much to be like, hey, because then they start thinking we don't air on Tuesdays. No, we still air on Tuesdays at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. I think something just happened or something, the reason why we have a show. I think it was to be had that miscommunication. But no, Tuesdays at 10 p.m. Eastern Time is our standard time. So definitely be looking for us next Tuesday and a Tuesday after that and so on at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And yeah, but that's it, man. T-Rail, Bobby G. We out of here. We'll see y'all next week. Peace.
Peace.